I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, we're headed into the world of filmmaking.
My name is Joshua Lytle. I'm a filmmaker and podcaster here in the Toledo, Ohio area.
Josh is a full-time filmmaker at Root, Inc., a business management consultant firm in Sylvania, Ohio. But he also makes short films on the side, a passion that began, like most filmmakers, at a young age.
My filmmaking career, I guess if you could call it that, really started when I was really young. My brother and a close friend of ours and I would essentially make our own movies. Even before we had access to cameras, we'd play out some of our favorite scenes from the movies we really liked. And then as we got older and we got access to equipment, that's when we really started making our own short films. And that passion never really went away.
And once you have that passion, that connection with something, you want to share it with others. And Josh got that opportunity with the Sylvania Community Arts Commission's Tree City Film Festival, a festival that started in 2012, just around the same time that Josh moved to Sylvania.
I was new to the neighborhood at the time. I think I had just been living here for over a year at the time. And somebody who I had just met had mentioned, hey, listen, you know, I think we may want to start a film festival. You're into movies and things like that. Is that something that you would be interested in? And I said, sure. And it started as a 50-hour competition. People probably heard of a 48-hour film festival or something like that, where teams of filmmakers are tasked with creating a short film over the course of a weekend, you know, or 48 hours, using a series of prescribed criteria, things like a genre, a prop, a line of dialogue, and a location or something like that. But eventually that component all sort of spun off into several other pieces of the film festival, including something that we call Shorties U.
That stands for Shorties University, a four-week filmmaking workshop for grades 5 through 8.
And that's a program that's been really successful in terms of recruiting kids and helping them explore filmmaking. Essentially, we have partnered them with a local filmmaker as a mentor, and the kids are responsible for essentially writing and shooting and to a degree editing their film, but they have somebody there to help them along the way. You know, it's a really cool program. It's definitely something that I wish I had when I was a kid.
Programming has obviously had to change during this past year. The 50-hour film challenge was quickly pushed online in the beginning of 2020. And Shorties U has been postponed until 2022, as it's a program where youth work closely with different individuals throughout the community. But Josh is looking forward to get back to a space where filmmakers can challenge and support each other in person.
You know, my experience with working with these kids, they definitely have something to say. And I think as we continue to navigate this increasingly digital or online world, I think giving them the tools necessary to help them navigate that landscape is really important. So that I think there's definitely a technological component to it. But at the same time, I would also say the storytelling component is also just as important. Giving these kids an outlet or a voice that they otherwise wouldn't have. You know, just as an example, I think a lot of the kids that attend Shorties U aren't always involved in other things like sports or theater or something like that. And so we've seen a handful of graduates who really stuck with it. I think there are a handful of people or kids who started the program and now they're going off to college and entering fields that are related to, you know, film and media. And so it's kind of cool to see that. And I often wonder if that would have happened had they not experienced something like Shorties U.
So as we all get back to life after COVID-19, Josh continues to find ways to connect the community with the tools and the space to do what he loves, filmmaking.
I sort of talked earlier about these sort of barriers to entry, and I think the more accessible you can make these things, the better. Because if you were anything like me when I was a kid, I mean, I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do. And in a lot of ways, I didn't have the words or the vocabulary to describe what it is that I wanted to do. And I think just giving not just kids, but I think everyone an outlet or an opportunity, I think is really critical. I think the important part to keep in mind is that there are always going to be stories. You know, I think that's the one thing that I think we can all agree is that we'll never run out of stories. We'll never get tired of telling stories. And I think as long as whatever it is you're doing is some method or way of telling a story, then I think, you know, creative outlets like filmmaking or, you know, television, radio, podcasts, you name it, I think those are all going to continue to be really relevant in the future.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.